Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shamaya. How may I help you?
Yes. I got my credit card bill, and you all are billing me for something I did not authorize.
Yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
63074.
Okay, just a second. And may I have your name?
Say what?
May I have your first and your last name?
Paul Stuprich, Stuprich.
Okay, and may I have your shipping address?
3642 St. Marguerite.
Okay, so I'm showing that you have our smartwatch. This is a luxury item. It's great for people on the go. You just track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps. So I'm showing here that you paid $6.95 for this product for shipping in Netherlands. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
now why am I getting a bill for $59?
The $6.95.
No, I have one for $59.95.
So the $6.95 was just for shipping and handling. That was not the price of the product. What it was a 14-day trial. When the trial expired, the customer will then pay for the product. So their original price is $59.95.
I did not understand that when I talked to the lady on the phone. And that's not how that was presented in the thing that I read online. So I disputed it with Capital One. I'll just give them a call back and say I'm not paying this. I'll send the watch back because I've never been.
Well, sir, if you disputed it with their bank, then there's nothing else that we can do for you. You have to go through your bank.
Okay, well, then it's being disputed. I just went, they told me to call them back if you wouldn't work with me. And obviously, I'm not paying this because that's not how it was presented when I read it online. And I'm getting a hold of CVS and the Better Business Bureau, because this is all a scam. So, well, thank you very much. I got to make another call. Thank you.
One second. Well, sir, I can give you a 35% refund.
No. I'll talk to you later. Bye.